for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, March the 30th, 2018, Nikki Pinson is the speaker of this service teaching on the authority of the believer. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
My wife and I were west of Austin and visiting some friends of hers, and I saw this cross. I mean, for miles, you can see this cross sticking up. I said, we got to see that. So we go over and look at this cross, and the Lord gave me a song. Our cross is bigger than your cross, so our church is better than yours. Trying to be seen. Are you hearing me? When they tried to take Jesus by force and crown him king, he goes, oh my, look at the authority I have. But he hid himself. He hid the hidden life, folks, the hidden life. When our life is hid with God in Christ. Hidden life. And these people are sticking themselves out there. The day may come soon when they wish they weren't. I'm telling you, they wish they weren't. And they may wish they weren't on TV. They may wish their name wasn't so well known. Does God need that? What? Elijah hid himself. Christ did a lot of hiding. Don't you tell anybody what I did for you. But this is not what Christ came to be or to do, not his own opinion or will, but rather for the world to see the Father. This is why Jesus said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. Now what do we want to do? Or what do we do? What are we promoting? In this present time, the Heavenly Father intends for the world to see Christ, not for the world to see our own self. We're talking about authority. As long as the world is seeing us, it cannot see Christ or the Father. Hebrews 1:3 declares concerning Christ, who being Christ, being the brightness, meaning the reflection of God's glory, his image, and expressed the exact image of God's person, and upholding or maintaining, sustaining all things by the word of his power. That's powerful, isn't it? Jesus' words had authority and power. How did Christ have authority and power? It was because he did not present or promote himself, his ideas, opinions, or words, but he submitted himself to the authority and the will of the Heavenly Father. Jesus lived under the authority of his Father, and therefore he reflected his Father in every way. He was not presenting his own image, which his brothers tempted him to do. Go show yourself. But rather, he presented the image of his Heavenly Father by remaining hidden, except when the Father gave him words to say and showed him things to do. In other words, if God's not giving you something to do, don't do anything. And if he's not giving you words to say, keep your mouth shut. I have nothing to give this world of myself. Neither do you. Now it says he was upholding all things by the word of his power. How much power does it take to uphold or sustain this entire universe and all that's in it? How does Christ do all this? And why can't we do this? Anybody here upholding the universe by your power? Your authority? How? Especially, why can't we do when he said we do the same works that he did and even greater works, John 14:12. Christ's words had power because he kept himself under the authority of his Father. Praise God. Meaning he spoke what the Father told him to say and did what the Father showed him to do. But the seven sons of Sceva, and that's in the book for a reason, folks. This thing they did. Took it upon themselves to attempt to do something in Jesus' name. But unless the Lord shows us to say or do something, then using his name means nothing. Absolutely nothing. And it will accomplish nothing. Except perhaps get ourselves hurt. Aaron, the brother of Moses, Aaron the high priest, had four sons. The two oldest sons took it upon themselves to take strange fire in their censers. What happened to them? They got barbecued. You want to play with fire? God said, I'll send fire and burn them up. They did not have authority to do what they were doing. You remember Uzziah, the king. He went into the house of God, and he took it upon himself to offer up for sacrifice. And 80 of the priests and the men of God came in and confronted him. And they said, this appertains not to you. Don't be doing something that doesn't appertain to you. Keep your hands off of it. Keep your nose out of it. Keep your mouth off of it. If it doesn't pertain to you. You know how he became wroth. And he was going to have them arrested, but then leprosy appeared on his forehead. He got out from under authority. Oh my. But he was a good king, folks, up to that point. But sometimes people that have authority with God get to thinking, maybe they get to thinking it's them. Or they have license to do what they want to with that authority. Be careful. If God gives you any authority, parents, God gives you authority over your children, but be careful what you do with that authority. Had Jesus gone to Jerusalem on his own initiative, as his brothers were trying to get him to do, or his own authority, had he said or did anything on his own authority, as his brothers were tempting him to do, then he would have failed miserably. The whole thing of Christ coming, living among us, dying for us, showing us the Father, was contingent upon him being under the authority of his Father. Well, I want to go out and witness for the Lord. Better that we live under the authority of God. And people see that. Can any human uphold or sustain all things by the power of their words? Yes. But not unless they remain hidden under the authority of the Lord. There's no limit to what we can do if we're under His authority. All things, the Scripture says, are possible to us. Power with God comes only by submission to the will of God. Peter attempted to get Jesus to step outside of the will of God by not going to the cross. Right after the Lord had given him revelation, that he said, you're the Son of the living God. Wow. You know, he's afloat now. Look at here, you other 11. And you read right the next few verses, you read how he had to rebuke, and the Lord called him the devil. And he said, get behind me, Satan, you're an offense to me, for you mind not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. I'm going to tell you, the last thing God needs is a bunch of people running around doing what they think they need to do for God. Just loose cannons. The mind of men, oh, but the world needs to be saved. I get a little tired of hearing this. We're world changers. Really? Show me somebody you changed. We're changing the world for Jesus. Really, are you? When's it going to start? I'm waiting. Hadn't happened yet. And it's not going to happen. Praise God. The mind of men is an offense to the Lord and His kingdom. It is antichrist. Unless we operate with the mind of Christ, we're powerless. Showing ourselves to the world will eliminate any possibility for us to have the authority of Christ backing us up. Verse 5. Now we're still dealing with his brothers trying to get him to step out of the will of God. It says, for neither did his brothers believe in him. And here's one reason men ignore and reject the authority of Christ. Because they don't believe that being under Christ's authority is the only way to have authority. They don't believe that. I can go to school and I can learn how to do this. Or I can watch Sister so-and-so or Brother so-and-so. And we have training in our church how to do this. You do. Well, that's wonderful. There's a preacher at B.H. Clendon that says all they're doing is teaching tares how to act like Christians. I'm going to tell you what, though. You put the pressure on them, you'll see what they are. Don't let that man that's on the board get reelected. You'll see what he is. Don't let Sister So-and-so sing her special she sings every Sunday night. See what she is. I got to tell this. I told this before, but I was preaching at Church of Fort Worth, and And the pastor is kind of unconventional about some things. It's a large, good church, new building. And he was calling people out to get songs that night. You know, the talent show. Did you hear what I said? The talent show. Okay. And so he called them out. And he called Sister So-and-so in the back there. Give us the song. Oh, I don't think I can do it tonight. Well, we need you to sing this. Oh, well, I don't know. And he said, well, come on, get a song. And people turn, oh, yeah, get a song. And when she finally realized they're about to quit asking, so, okay, I'll sing a song. She put on a show, you know. Oh, praise God. The things that go on in the house of God. You know what? You can't sing the glory down. I said, you can't sing the glory down. I've stopped song services in my church because it got to be an emotional thing instead of a spiritual thing. And emotions were stirred. God has no place for that. Soulish stuff. I'll fly away. I remember one night this singing, I'll fly away. My goodness, it's about ready to fly. But it wasn't right. It was an emotional thing. I stopped them. Oh, you're quenching the Spirit. I'm quenching one all right, but it's not the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God put you in a place of leadership. Don't be afraid to be the leader. If God's given you authority, you better use it right. If God tells you to do something, you don't do it. You're in trouble. Praise God. But make sure it's God, right? I'm not trying to hurt anybody on purpose, folks. But you know what? The truth will set them free. If you don't speak the truth to people, they'll never be free. Go around condoning, petting them, you know, compromising with them. Other reasons that men will not submit to authority of Christ because they want to do their own will. They love their sin too much to lay it aside so they can run the race that is set before them. It may seem to be okay to do our own will for a while. If you have enough money, or you have insurance, or friends, or influence, or natural strength, talents, gifts, but in time, we will be called into account on this. When the rich man's fields brought forth plentifully, he said to himself, what shall I do? This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater barns, and then will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. I forgot how many times he uses the pronoun for himself there, but it's all about himself. Are you all about yourself? That even goes on in the church. That goes on in marriages. This man never prayed to the Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth or on my farm as it is in heaven. The Lord's helping me with something here, and it didn't come originally from me, but it comes out of the Word of God. And I wanted to speak on, I was going to talk about prayer tonight, but it's been covered very well already. But Jesus taught them to pray what? Our Father, who art in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, not our kingdom. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let me ask you something. Is your will being done in heaven? No. Quit telling God what you want Him to do, how you want Him to do it, when you want Him to do it, where you want Him to do it, with who you want Him to do it. That is so silly, folks. Like as if we know what He's supposed to do. We don't know how to pray as we ought. Romans 8 says that. So why are we telling God what to do? What Jesus prayed in the garden. Not my will, but your will be done. Praise God. So that's just... So the man never prayed, your kingdom come, your will be done. This rich man attempted to do his own will, to be under his own authority. But God said, you fool, this night your soul shall be required of you. Then who shall these things belong to which you have provided? Do we want what God provides, or do we want what we can provide? What we provide, we will lose, including our own lives. To do our own will, to attempt to be under our own authority, is to be a fool. Call it what it is. And God will call us into account over our selfishness. I'm telling you, if we try to do something out from under the authority of Christ, we're a fool. Instead of having authority and power, we will only be a fool when we attempt to have it our way or to live under our own authority. Verse 6, and Jesus said to them, to his brothers, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. Those are awesome words. Jesus is saying that his brothers are under their own authority, meaning they can do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, with who they want to do it, or for however long they want to do. That is, they, as long as their own resources allow them to. Because God has not given resources of power to those who live under their own authority. Churches and ministries can do their own thing as long as they possess enough money, talent, gifts, people, skills, education, training. But God's not granted anyone power to do their own will. Did you hear that? He is not. There was a pastor, took one of our churches, and he told the presbyter this, and all the presbyters said, it was overcome with it. Oh, I never heard such wisdom. And this is what the wisdom. You want to hear the wisdom? He said, you got two or three things. There's people, money, and facilities. If you got two of them, just two, you can have church. But you got to have two of them. And the presbyter said, oh, I never heard such. Won't tell everybody this. As long as you got one, two of the three, you can do it. Never mind God, you know. Praise God. One time they had this thing where a computer figured out if we were going to plant a new church, it would figure out where to put the church. A computer. Not the Holy Spirit. A computer. Yeah. And we had to pay. Everybody had to pay so much money for this. The section. I wouldn't pay nothing for that. But anyway, we had to pay. And when I saw the map, because you had to pay to get the map, all it did was the computer pinpointed the churches with that and drew circles around them and then here's where you can put them. I could have done that. A whole lot cheaper. Praise God. Praise God. Of course, a church or ministry can claim what they're doing is for God, but actually it's them doing something for God, not God doing something in them and through them. I'm going to say this to you. We need to clean our language up and quit saying, I'm going to do something for Jesus. Because we, of ourselves, are not going to do anything for Jesus. He may do something through us, in us and through us, but we're not going to do anything for Him. It goes right back to, I'm going to use my talents for the Lord. He don't want your talents. And he doesn't want what we can do for Him. He wants vessels that He can pour Himself in and through. That don't have their own agenda. That's not tainting what God's doing with their own self. Have you ever been tempted? When I was working on the job, and I did something, and then later on I hear that this other guy claimed he did it. He claimed he did it. I did it. He didn't have anything to do with it. What am I going to do about this? You know? I'm going to look like a fool if I go, no, he didn't do it. I did it. When men are doing something for God, here's what you'll see. You'll see man's ideas presented through bounce houses, clowns, dramas, promotions, door prizes, programs, sports teams, entertainment, motivational speeches, smoke machines, etc. But you will not see the power of God or the image of Christ being presented. I want to say something, though. People can imitate the move of God. It can be done. Am I telling you the truth or not? Absolutely can imitate it. Make it look like it's God. If you get loud enough, whatever. I grew up in a church that if God didn't move, it's going to help Him move. They'd sing till the glory came down. They knew the song sing. I know of another church. A friend of mine was going to that church, and he said, you know, if things get a little dry, they got two courses they bring out. Uh-oh. My wife knows what happened. One of them is I'm going back to the devil's camp and take back what he stole from me. Oh, my goodness, they just go in a frenzy over that one. Hallelujah, I'm going to get back what the devil took from me. I want to say that if the devil can take it, you need to just let him have it. But I'm going to tell you this, the devil can't take from you what God gave you.
That's right, amen.
And he got something, it needed to go. But I can't remember what the other course was. That same one of those two, or both of them, and it get things going, you know. Praise God, sorry. But I'm not sorry. Jesus could proclaim in Jerusalem, I am not come of myself. That's later on in that chapter, verse 28. At that feast in Jerusalem, the chief priests and Pharisees sent officers to arrest Jesus. But when they returned without him and were questioned why they did not arrest Jesus and bring him to them, what did the officers answer? Never did a man speak like this man. Why? He was under the authority of God, his Father. When you get under the authority of God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, you'll say things that... It's amazing. You can speak things into existence. You can move mountains. But we don't move mountains so people can see us move mountains. Alright? Who showed forth the image of God in Jerusalem? Was it Christ speaking the words of His Heavenly Father and doing the will of His Heavenly Father? Or was it His brothers who did their own will? What do we see in most churches collectively and most members individually? It's that every man is doing what's right in his own eyes. And that is why there's no power from on high working among them. Praise God. John 4:34, Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of Him that sent me and to accomplish His work. If we go after God's food, then God's authority and power will follow. Matthew 6:33, but seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Christ taught us to pray your kingdom come. It's man's nature, though, to seek the welfare of his own or his own little kingdom. But to do so is to deny the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Let us deny our little kingdoms and welcome and seek God's kingdom instead. And that's the test, folks. We don't realize that's what we're doing. But we're making decisions all day long, and those decisions show whether we're going after the kingdom of God and His righteousness, or we're going after our own kingdom. What do we mean our own kingdom? Our comfort, our pleasure, all those things. Our security. Where's your security? One time I was assistant pastor in Greenville, Texas, and we went to visit this older lady in the church. And we went into church, and I was looking around. I said, oh my goodness. She had locks all the way up and down, you know, the door. All over her windows, pistol laying over there. You know, that was our security. Who is your security? I was assistant pastor in Dallas at a church, and the pastor had gone to Seoul, Korea for the World Pentecostal Conference. And while he was gone, a farmer pastor came, you know, kind of showed up, and he wanted to preach. And so the board said, is it okay? I said, no, he's not preaching. Unless the pastor says it's okay for him to preach. Well, a lady in the church died, hit by a train, died. And so, that's for cell phones. So, and it was very difficult, but they called him in Korea. And by the way, so-and-so showed up, can he preach? And so he said, sure he can preach. Well, when the pastor got home, I said, why'd you let him do that? He said, well, if he can have this church, if he can get this church, he can have this church. But if God gave it to me, he's not getting this church. If God gave it to me, he's not. If God gave it to you, the devil's not going to get it unless you give it to him. Unless you neglect it. Unless you disobey God. If we'll do this from our heart, then the authority and power will be there to have what he has for us instead of what we want and will to have. John 5:19. Then Jesus said unto them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever the Father does, these also does the Son likewise. There is the key to having authority. It's simply saying that Jesus did the will of his Heavenly Father instead of his own will. John 5:30. Jesus speaking, I can do nothing on my own authority. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of him that sent me. You want authority? Seek his will. Do his will. Not what we think his will is. Not what we think his will is. You know, we see things, but we don't see things. You're looking at the circumstances and we think what we're seeing. But there's something hidden behind all of that, folks. We've got to see what's hidden behind things. What am I saying? For the most part, what you see is not real. What you see is a lie. I mean with the natural eyes. We've got to see with the spiritual eyes, with the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Let Him show us what's really going on. The damsel followed Paul around and said, "These are the men of the Most High God. Hear them." But Paul, being a spiritual man, the only one there that was apparently that could hear from God, and he was grieved in his spirit. There's something to go by right there. Grieved in his spirit. Not his feelings hurt, but grieved in his spirit. This looked good. He turned around and cast the devil out of her. I'm sure everybody around stood around, "What in the world are you doing? She's at free advertisement for us." I told you, the first church I pastored, I was sitting in the living room with the mother of the church. Wonderful, everybody talking, wonderful mother of the church. I had a vision while I was sitting there. She's sitting in a recliner, and I saw Evil Queen on her throne. And I started rebuking the devil. I found out it wasn't the devil. God was warning me and showing me what that woman was. Things are not what they look like. Let me tell you again, things are not what they look like to your natural eyes or senses. Amen. Let God show you what things really are. Let God show you that used car you're about to buy what it really is. Or that house or whatever. Praise God. What authority are we operating on? Is it what we hear the Holy Spirit saying for us to do? For the church to do? What does He say in Revelation 2:7, 11, 17, 29, 3, 6, 13, 22? What does He say? Let him that has an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying. The answer is found in whose will are we really doing, not what we think is His will or what we want His will to be, but what He says His will is. Jesus said in John 8:28, "I do nothing of myself." But as my... Now, in case you think I'm reading the same verse over and over, I'm not. "I can do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please Him." Are we hearing the secret to His authority? If we want the Heavenly Father and His power to be with us, He said He's with me. He's not left me alone. Then we must always do the Father's will, which are the things that please Him. This is why the Father could testify of Christ, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Do you know there's only one person that God ever said that about, and that was His Son. But let me tell you this, nobody's going to heaven unless they are well pleasing to Him. How are we going to do that? He never said it about anybody else. I must be just exactly what His Son is. I must come into the full image of Christ. Christ must be formed in me. I must be changed in His image. I must grow up to Christ in all things. Then the Father can say of me or you, He's well pleased with us. He's only going to be well pleased with His Son in us. Okay? Not our works. The only people God will bless is those He's well pleased with. John 14:31, "But I do as the Father has commanded me." John 18:11, "Then said Jesus to Peter, put up your sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" Let me ask you, do we banish our swords fighting not to drink of the cup or the will that the Father has assigned to us? Do we fight the Father and do we fight others over this issue? What did James say? Where do these wars come from among you? Where do they come from? Because everybody's wanting stuff and wanting what the other's got. So we fight to protect our ministry, our reputation, our place, our stuff. 2 Corinthians 4:11, "For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our mortal body, mortal flesh. If we will not allow ourselves and all that is connected to ourselves to be always delivered unto death for the will of Christ, then we'll never have the life and authority of Christ operating in us and through us. There has to be a constant dying of ourselves to have His authority. For the most part, we do our own will, not the will of the Father in heaven." And you know that's true. "Oh no, I do the will of God." No, you're doing what you think or you want the will of God to be. Unless we can hear what the Spirit says, we don't know what the will of the Father is. Matthew 7:29, "For He taught them as one having authority," Christ, "and not as the scribes." What was the difference? Why did Christ teach with authority while the religious leaders' teaching had no authority? It all has to do with whose authority we're under. Are we under our authority the church's authority, some minister or ministry's authority, some prophet's authority, whatever. Are we under God's authority? The answer is found in whose will are we doing? Mark 1:27. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? So speaking of Christ. For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. What we know that demons are real. But to focus on demons, now he's talking about casting unclean spirits, to focus on demons, knowing their names, knowing how many there are, etc., will not give anyone authority over them. God knows that demons are real, but His Scriptures do not focus on demons and their activities. Do they? What is the Word of God about? His Son. His Son. How do you get rid of darkness? You turn the light on. Christ is the light. The light of the world. If you want to be free, if you want to be delivered, focus on Christ. Jesus cast out demons, but He didn't focus on demons and their activities, nor did the apostles focus on demons and their activities. When it was time to cast them out, they cast them out and went on. Then what? And let me tell you something. And what did Jesus do? He told those demons to be quiet. Don't be putting on a show here. Don't you be putting on a show. You be quiet. You come out quietly. Praise God. Then what or who should we focus on in order to be free of demonic influence or activities and the sins of our forefathers and generational curses? What should we focus on? As long as Peter focused on Jesus, he successfully walked on the water. But when he began to focus on the waves and wind, he began to sink into the sea. I'm just reading the Scripture. I'm telling you what the Scripture says. Mark 13:34, for the Son of Man is as a man. How many of you know if you focus on your problem, you never get rid of your problem? For the Son of Man is a man walking a far journey, who left his house, gave authority to servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. The authority Christ gives His church comes only by doing His will. He gave authority, but He gave commandments. Luke 19:17, He said to him, well done, good servant. Because you've been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. I need to say something. There was a lady she had her ex-husband drive her all the way from somewhere, Oklahoma, to our church for a weekend. And she felt like she had demons bothering her. She wanted to be free. Well, she was there on the weekend. We prayed for her, ministered to her. And she said she was free. And her ex-husband said she was free and thanked us. Oh, praise God. She said, you know what? I've been looking for somewhere to send my tithes. I'm going to send them to you. She was so happy. Well, she went home. She sent her tithes one time, and then she said, well, I don't know if I agree with everything you say. And then it was something else and something else. And then she wrote, how come you didn't do deliverance on me? I'll tell you what, God set her free. She went home and got back in the junk she was in before, and that's what happened. And I know that's what happened. But she wants to blame us because you come here, you get deliverance, you go back and do that stuff again. What do you expect? Oh, but God's going to keep me free. No, God expects you and me to do something. Doesn't He? And you go back and look at that pornography again, you're going to lose it. You quit cigarettes and you take them back up again, it's harder to quit the next time. I don't care what it is. It's harder. Praise God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Luke 19:17, and Jesus said to him, well done, good servant. Or this is what they're going to hear. Because you've been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. Here the Lord is speaking of having future authority in the world to come. He's not saying be faithful in doing religious work or what we think is God's work. And let me add this, are not what praying for our needs all the time. Oh, I'm praying. What you praying about? I'm praying about my needs. Why don't you get your focus off yourself too? Not just demons, but get your focus off yourself. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm not being ugly. I don't know that you're worth all that. Always about yourself. Oh, my, my. You know, there's something higher, a higher calling than yourself and your stuff and your problems. Can't you see the devil's keeping you tied up in that all the time? Give it up. I heard someone speaking, give it up, go on, praise God. Praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord. He's not saying be faithful in doing religious work or what we think is God's work, but be faithful in building God's kingdom, not our own little kingdom, and doing God's will, not our own will. 1 Corinthians 15:24, then comes the end when Christ shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, and he shall put down all rule and authority and power. Beware, if you and I are operating in our, and I'm almost through, operating in our own will, rule, authority, and power. Beware and know the day is coming when Christ will put down all such foolishness. The authority of the believer is not just in believing, but it's in our daily doing the will of the Father in heaven. Not what the Sunday school teacher says is the will of God. Let me say that if you can't hear God, how can you do His will? But my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. What was the woman on The View that said our vice president had a mental problem because he said God was talking to him? Oh my. If we do the will of our Father in heaven, by the way, what's her name? I better leave that alone. But she had just said the same thing a little while before, and nobody said a thing about that. If we'll do the will of our Father in heaven, then we will have His authority and power backing us up, and we will do the same works that Jesus did and greater works than He did. Of course, it may cost your life. You know what? If we let go of our life and the time comes that they're going to take our life, it's not such a big issue, is it? Oh, my. Oh, they're going to get my car. What will I do? My house. Hey, by the way, let me tell you something. All that stuff's going to melt with a fervent heat. It sure is. And what do you say, you fool, this night? Your soul's going to be required of you, and then shall who have all these things? Your kids are going to fight over them. Your son's going to take your nice car and hot rod the guts out of it. They're going to go through your money like water. Amen. If we'll live and do the will of the Father in heaven, then we can use the name of His dear Son. You know, I've heard people say, they'll work, they'll scrimp, they'll save, they'll do without. I just want to leave my kids something. I tell you what, you better take it and use it yourself. Praise God. Let them get out, get a job, and make it for themselves. Are you living for your kids? When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we appear with Him in glory. Don't let your kids be your life, your wife, your husband, your church, your job, your ministry, any of that stuff. If we will live and do the will of the Father in heaven, then we can use the name of His dear Son, and we will see demons flee. Storms calm, the sick heal, the lame walk, the blind see, the dead raise, or whatever else the Holy Spirit might lead us to do in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we thank You. Thank You for Your people here tonight. Wonderful people. I thank You for these speakers. These men and women of God that are here. I thank You for this staff. I thank You for our leader, Brother Merrill. Thank You for the ones that do music. Lord, I thank You for them. Oh God, please let us do Your will. Help us, Lord. Lord, I don't think any of us want to get to heaven and find out that all the work we did is going to be burned up as by fire. Because it was hay, wood, and stubble. Because it was our will and our ideas and our thoughts and our plans and not Yours. Help us to do works that are gold and silver and precious stones that will stand the test. Praise God. Here we are, Lord, a people. We're before You tonight. Here we are sitting before You. It's not our church. It's Your church. It's not our ministries. It's Your ministries. Salvation's, it's not our salvation. It's Yours. All of this is Yours, Lord. I thank You, Lord, that we have been privileged to enter into it in whatever degree we're in it. Yes. I thank You for that, Lord. I thank You that You care about us and You love us. But, oh God, You must get really tired of hearing us whine and complain and murmur. And God, give us a heart to do Your will. Give us a heart to be under Your authority every day, all day long. Let us be like Christ and die to ourselves. Praise your name, Lord. God, there's sweet people in here, good people, as far as good humanly speaks. And there are godly people here, Lord. And some people here, they don't know what they are. And that's not to... They need help. We all need help, Father. There are people that come to this camp, Lord, that are desperate. They're desperate, Lord. Don't let us fail them as speakers and ministers and leaders here. Don't let us fail them, Lord. Praise God, Lord. Help us, Lord, as leaders, ministers, staff. Help us, Lord, to have authority because we do your will, because we're under your authority, because we're hearing from heaven saying and doing what you're showing us to say and do. In our homes, Lord, in our churches, wherever we're at, Lord, enough of this thing of ourselves and what we think is right or good. Oh, bless your name, Lord. You never intended for us to take this thing and run with it and do what seems right to us. Break our will, Father. Break our human will. Break our pride, Lord. Break our self-sufficiency. Lord, just break it. Crush it, God.
Yes.
Make us humble before you, God. Dependent upon you. Help us to know that the sufficiency is not of us, it's of you, Lord. That we'll know that we're totally dependent upon you. Lord, that we'll quit being dependent upon ourselves or our education or our training or all these things. But we're looking like the maid looking to her mistress for food. Praise God. We're just like a bird, baby bird looking to the mama for a worm or a morsel, something to sustain us, Lord. Oh God, forgive us for living of our own selves, by our own strength, our own power, our own ingenuity, our own intelligence. Forgive us, Lord, and let us begin to live by your word. And not just what we think the written word says, but what you speak in our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you correct us. Thank you, Lord, for your correction. Thank you for your chastening. Thank you, even, Lord, that you beat us, as you said. Every son you receive, you scourge, Lord. Thank you for doing that, Lord. Praise God. Thank you for loving us enough, Lord, to not let us be spiritual brats, undisciplined, unholy. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. God, we need a lot of work on. All of us need work on us. I do, Father. We're not there yet. Thank you that Christ is being formed in us, but we're not there yet. We haven't grown up the full measure of the stature of Christ yet. Got so much more for us, Lord. Praise God, Lord. Help us to humble ourselves under your mighty hand that you can exalt us in due time. Help us to be broken and contrite in spirit, Lord, because you said this is the person you will look to. These are the sacrifices that you accept. Your fire is going to fall on the ones that are broken and contrite. On that sacrifice, praise God. Help us to offer up ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. Lord, forgive us for using religion for our own purposes, using prayer to get stuff, to make our life better. Praise God, Lord. Help us, oh God, to see who the real enemy is. And the real enemy is us. It's ourself. It's our flesh. Help us to see that, Lord. Lord, forgive us for blaming it on mom and daddy or on demons or on our fellow workers or somebody instead of looking at our own self. Praise God. God, we need a cleansing. We need a cleansing. We need to be redirected. Father, forgive us for our pompous, self-righteous pride. Forgive us, God. Praise God. You never intended for your church to be what it is. Bring us back to Christ. Restore us to your Son. That your Son may live in us, through us, and be exalted, and not ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Help us to eat the manna that you provide, not what we provide. Help us to live by your Son. Your Son who said we're to eat his flesh and drink his blood, that he's the manna sent down from heaven. Praise God. Forgive us for going to the wrong table to eat, Lord. Constantly, constantly. We're rebellious people, Lord. I know I am, Lord. You showed me I'm very rebellious. Strong-headed, stiff-necked. Forgive us, Lord. Praise God. Lord, here we come asking you to do this and that. But what are we doing? Are we humbling ourselves? Are we repenting? Are we calling upon your name? Are we asking for your will to be done in us as it is in heaven? Praise God. Are we asking for your kingdom to come? Praise God. Will you stand with me? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stand before God, and so are you. I'd rather God deal with me now, that my sins can go before me, my rebellion, my self-will. I want Him to deal with me now, not when I stand before Him in judgment. You know what? We need to get serious. This thing's winding up. We need to get serious about God and the will of God. I hope you didn't come to this camp for yourself. I hope you came to this camp for Christ, that He may increase in you. And as we heard, it was good, someone quoted, and that we may decrease, constantly decrease. Is that your prayer tonight, that Christ may increase in you and you decrease? Praise God. If whatever that means, folks, whatever we have to lose, whatever deaths we have to pass through, always delivered over to death, for His name's sake, that the life of Christ might be manifest in our mortal flesh, our bodies. Praise God. Is that your prayer? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Or did we think that Christ is a way to get stuff? Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're not our own. We're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are His. You hear that tonight? We are not our own. Praise God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, if you want prayer, if you'll come and stand, we'll pray for you. I'd like to come by and pray for you. If you want prayer, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Appreciate the ones that already prayed for people, been prayed for. But if you want to get, maybe you want to get things right with God. Maybe you want God to change some things in you. Oh my God, my God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.